And today on the HR Power Hour, we're going to be talking with Patrick Riley. He is the CEO and co-founder of Modern Survey up in Minnesota. How are you, Patrick?
I am doing great, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Today we have an interesting topic, and I kind of teased the audience in the introductory part here about big data. That sounds very, very scary stuff. But tell us what big data really is. Tell us what it really means and how it affects the HR and corporate world.
That's a huge question, but we'll start at the beginning, and we'll start with this idea of what is big data. So when I describe it to folks, I describe it as this. It's these massive quantities of information that are being produced by and about people, things, and their interactions. And we've been collecting all this sort of information for years, right? So for an example, we've all been completing the U.S. census, right? For, you know, every 10 years.
Sure.
We have an understanding of that sort of information, but there's this new kind of information, this new idea of big data, which has really taken off in the last few years and is escalating dramatically. And so that kind of information is a lot of new information that's coming from places like social networks, coming from places like when you make a purchase with your credit card, all this information that's being amassed by companies that can be used for all kinds of purposes, good and bad. So that's the big overview.
So when companies collect data, certainly internally as well, you're talking about employee information, records, emails, different things that come through. All that is included in the big data as well.
Right, exactly. And, you know, when I'm talking to folks, I talk about this idea of implicit versus explicit data. Explicit data is data that we're pretty used to, right? This is information that, again, information that we've been happily putting in for years. So when we fill out an employment application or we complete the U.S. Census, we're putting that information in. This new idea is this implicit data, and this is a new phenomenon that's coming from a lot of different sources and has both a lot of value for HR, but also starts to get into some interesting areas around privacy, and this is where we kind of the rubber meets the road here in terms of what this trend means and why it's such a buzz area and why HR leaders need to be thinking about it.
So if I'm an HR professional, I'm thinking to myself, yep, we as an organization take most information in online, applications, we certainly have them fill out all the background check information, maybe they provide us with a social security number, maybe provide us with a driver's license, maybe we do drug screening, maybe we do drug testing, maybe we do all this information that comes in and it goes into our systems, right? And all this information, how do we go about saying, okay, what do we keep if you know, once data goes in, and this question always comes up because there's no really deleting anything. It's there or it seems to be there forever. So how can people be looking at this and saying, how do I handle this?
Really good question. So, right. So the first part of it is just getting a handle on all this sort of information that's coming in the way you described it. And very clearly there's good information and then there's bad information. And by good information, I mean quality. And so the good news is you're absolutely right. We're able to amass all this information. The bad news is what do we do with it? How do we align it with what's important and valuable to the organization? And that's the first part of it. And the next part of it is how do we structure it too? So when you start thinking about, the information that you want, the information that you find is going to be valuable to help with your HR strategies or your people strategies, how do you start to structure it in a way that you can start to bring it together? And this really leads us to the next big development is there's new systems and processes that are offered both as a service to like a consulting company or even vendors where you're able to start to bring all this information together into these new platforms and then use a skilled analyst that can, start to link it up and help try and find trends or information that can be helpful as you're thinking about your strategies or you're thinking about trying to apply or thinking about how you can learn from this information to help the business.
So when somebody says, okay, I'm going to be looking at all this data, all this information and trying to make it maybe more simple, more easily accessible, maybe more usable to the organization, can you provide maybe a couple of examples of how this can be done in terms of a use for an organization and where they can see the streamlining effects and maybe some cost savings?
I'll give you an example. So we've been working with a client here in the Twin Cities, and this is a pretty well-known company. They're called Select Comfort. They make the Sleep Number bed.
Oh, yes, of course.
And Yep, and so they're a company that's been growing like crazy, and I think they're a really good example of a retail company that needs this information to be able to scale well. Just to give you some stats, we started to work with them a couple of years ago. They had about 2,500 employees, and they were planning on doubling their headcount in roughly 2 years, and they're expanding the number of stores from, I think, roughly 300 stores to 425 stores. So really scaling. And as they're doing that, right, they want to do that well. They want to do that with quality. And so they were transforming really all major parts of the business, everything from HR to marketing to operations, to be able to do this effectively. So they've got, you know, information about their employees, and that lives in an HRIS. They have information about the business, which lives in an ERP, so financial information, all of that. And they have all kinds of customer information as well. So what we were able to do with them is help them get all that information integrated and get it up into our platform, so that we can then help to get those dots put together and connected, and then integrate it with all of our performance management and employee measurement solutions to help them really start to get this constellation of information to see how well they're hiring and selecting people, how well they're getting folks up to speed in terms of engagement and performance, and then how that's directly impacting business performance as they're opening up all these new stores. And the other piece is bringing in the customer information as well, and this is what we're planning on doing with them later this year, which is, you know, they do a lot of client satisfaction, customer satisfaction work, you know, learning from all that social information, you know, what are customers in the marketplace saying about the brand and their experience. So bringing that information in as well, so we can start to see how that fits into all the other parts of the business. So it's really building a constellation, simplifying the information so that it becomes meaningful and valuable to line management to be able to understand how well they're growing and managing the business.
It really seems to be a great solution for an organization who may be looking to really step up their game, especially with their performance information and their hiring trends. You know, one of the things that you hear sometimes from middle management or even senior management is, I wish we had more data, more information. And a lot of the times the organization does have the information. They just have no way to get it, or no way to put it together, or it would take them, you know, way too long to do so. So tell me a little bit about how this new process you're talking about streamlines it and collects all this data and puts it together.
That's a really good question. And you're absolutely right. There's so much information that companies already have that they just can't get synchronized. They just can't get it all put together. So there's a few different ways that problem can be addressed or solved. So if you work with a company like Modern Survey, our platform is a service, which is what we call it, which is basically what all of our solutions run on. It has a lot of flexibility in terms of how it can interface with different kinds of data. So we've made it easy to be able to get disparate data synced up with our system so that we can help to bring that all together for you. Now, even with that, there can still be challenges. I mean, we have a really robust system, but we can only absorb information that's in a fairly good condition, right? If it's in different systems and it's hard to get it in our system, that's still an obstacle. So if that does present itself as a challenge for organizations, that's a good starting spot, which is, you know, figure out how to get all this disparate information structured in a way, or at least formatted in a way that it can start to get absorbed into new platforms like ours. And there's plenty of other vendors too that can do this, that can make that easier. And another development has been what's called this idea of unstructured data. And there's these new platforms that have come out of Silicon Valley, and they were developed by companies like Google, and they've made it available to the open source community now. And what these new systems can do, and they're absolutely phenomenal, they can bring all these like loads of different information into one platform. It doesn't even need to be that structured. But these systems have made it really easy for a skilled analyst to be able to kind of sync all this stuff up and start to learn information from these gigantic, you know, pools of data.
When a company looks at all this, one of the fears that employees sometimes have, and sometimes on the HR side, this is something that comes out, is the security part of this, right? The risk that data is going to be breached or leaked. God knows we hear about it every day on the news about some company having something taken in terms of a breach. Talk about where you see the risk side of this information, the risk to the organization about putting it all in one place, and how to secure it in a proper way.
That's a Great question. And, you know, the short answer is companies need to be vigilant about these things. I know that the HR vendor space, I mean, we take that process extremely seriously, right? We aren't going to stay in business if we're having breaches into our systems, and we want to make sure that our clients are going to be successful as well with that information. But regardless of even that, you know, heads of IT for organizations or someone who's responsible for the HRIS systems, they need to be vigilant about this information. We hear the media reports the way you describe it. There's definitely things do happen from time to time. But in general, my experience has been is that those are more exceptions than they are, you know, things that happen with a high degree of frequency. So it's vetting the vendors too, really taking the time to understand what their processes are, making sure your IT person is involved with that. If, you know, HR vendors or even beyond HR vendors, you know, companies that you might be working with that have information, you need to be asking those tough questions about how they manage it, how they monitor it, how do they make sure that things don't happen. And, you know, this kind of leads to this bigger idea of beyond the security piece, which is kind of privacy and transparency. So we have to, you know, protect the privacy of our employees, but we also have to get comfortable with more transparency as well. So that's kind of that duality that we're already moving into, but we need to be conscious of.
When you're looking at a client that says to you, you know, hey, I have all this information. Yes, you can come in. You can put it all together. You can provide this information. How do they work with an organization to truly determine what they actually need and really decide, hey, these are the proper measurements that actually will help us? Do you work with them on that, or is it just like standardized reporting?
It's really not standardized reporting if it's going to be done well. I always say that our client experiences, it begins with that strategy conversation, exactly what you just described. Understanding what our client is trying to accomplish. What does that 3-year HR technology plan look like? What are the kinds of questions that they want to be able to answer today or even 3 years from now, and that helps us figure out, you know, where do we need to get that information. Then we get into the conversations of who needs to see what, when. So, right, we can get access to this information, but then it's about making sure the right people in the organization have access to this information when they need it. And then it gets to the idea of really kind of what we're looking at from the data perspective. What are those important metrics? And how do we make it easy for management to be able to connect those metrics with what they're trying to do at the organization? So Modern Survey has invested quite a bit on the software side of that. We have a lot of options, but it's not a one-size-fits-all thing whatsoever. It's really about understanding the unique needs of a client, understanding what they're trying to do, and then configuring the metrics and the information in a way that it's going to be valuable to the organization. And then the final piece is that, you know, companies have got to be helping management understand why this information is important, you know, why managers are responsible for these kinds of metrics and how it connects into what the organization is trying to accomplish.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour. We're talking to Patrick Riley. He's the CEO of Modern Survey, and we will be right back.
If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Our local expert in CNC, 3D CAD, and motion analysis is Mike Davison of CM Design. With over 30 years of mechanical design and machining experience, Mike specializes in short runs and prototype work. Plastics, ferrous, or non-ferrous metals. If you can dream it up, Mike can make it. Complete from documentation to final product. So let Mike Davison of CM Design help bring your ideas to life. Find out more at cmdesignco.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And today, we're continuing our conversation with Patrick Riley, CEO of Modern Survey. And we're talking about big data. Patrick, it is here in September. How's the weather up in Minnesota?
Well, winter is not too far away. It is still beautiful here, at least for the next few weeks.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. All right, so we've been talking about the concept of big data and this information that is collected about what we like, where we are, who we're talking to, what we're doing, and then companies are putting it together and saying, how can we effectively use the data we collect and have in our systems to help our employees, help our customers, and just be better in business. So if you talked about in the first segment one of the companies that you're working with. And so talk a little about how maybe they worked with you to find the right reporting, and that's how it moved them forward. So talk a little bit about that.
Would be happy to. So the client we're talking about is a company called Select Comfort. They make the Sleep Number beds, which we talked about in a previous segment. And when we started to work with Select Comfort a couple of years ago, the first thing we did was helping them understand employee engagement. And that was the starting point. And that's a typical starting point for a lot of our clients. Really understanding at that benchmark level, how engaged are employees here, and what are the drivers of engagement, and how well are we connecting employee engagement with the outcomes of the organization. But then that's usually just the starting point, and we start to get into a whole bunch of different kinds of measurement and different kinds of information they may already have that we can start to pull together to help them really understand their people and see how well it's aligning with business outcomes. So with Select Comfort, where we went next after engagement was helping them understand how effectively they were onboarding their new hires. And this is one of our new solutions called Spark. And again, they were scaling, going from roughly a headcount of roughly 2,500, growing towards somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 employees in 2 years. They needed to know how well they were getting folks up to speed. So we have an onboarding effectiveness tool that gets the voice of the employee involved to see how well that process is going. And so helps them see how well these new hires are getting converted to engagement. And then we got into things like leadership development, helping them manage their leadership, helping them measure and see how well leadership is doing against competency models, then bringing in things like performance management, and also helping them understand retention as well. So when they're losing employees, why? So you can see all these different measurement points we're able to start to get integrated, and then we could start to get it combined with other kinds of information about their customers, information about how well each of their stores and regions are doing, and getting that all correlated together and all organized together so they could see how well they're growing. So it tends to be a sequenced process, tends to be kind of a starting point, kind of beginning to learn and understand the strategy of the organization, and then working with them to either pull existing sets of data they may have or using our platform to get that information measured so they can start to get it integrated and then start to get the right information out to managers when they need it.
You know, that sounds like a very effective use of not only technology, but about the data that they all collect. You know, one of the other things that we talk a little bit about here is social media. And, a lot of questions have come up with the use of social media, especially in hiring or monitoring employees or different things, and whether it should or should not be done. But the fact is that the data is there. And, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or assorted other millions of new social networking sites that seem to pop up every single hour of every single day, how can these be looked at, effectively used, monitored, or any other way that an organization looks at to collect and or use data in an effective, appropriate, and secure way?
That's a great question. I think this is a big opportunity area right now for HR. And just to give ourselves, just to give all of us a few stats here, if we start talking about LinkedIn as a starting point, LinkedIn makes their money three ways. They make their money through advertising, very similar to Facebook. They make their money by selling premium accounts to users who want to be able to get more features out of LinkedIn. And finally, they make their money by providing a recruiting tool for companies to be able to recruit for talent. And here's the thing that's interesting. Well over 50% of LinkedIn's revenue is coming from that third category, from that recruiting software. So they've amassed this enormous amount of information, and I bet many of the listeners on your show today probably have LinkedIn accounts. So we're happily putting information in about ourselves, but we're also giving LinkedIn an incredible amount of information about us. And as we put in our status updates, they're learning more and more about us. And then that becomes valuable to organizations that want to be able to recruit. So LinkedIn has found a kind of a nice way to be able to kind of level the playing field where, you know, there's value for all of us as professionals, but we're also, they've also built a really valuable tool to companies that want to be able to use that information well. So that's a, you know, a highly structured example, but then we get into some of these other things like Facebook and Twitter and things like Glassdoor, which are different and I think still kind of untapped. You know, from a Facebook perspective, I read a stat recently that roughly 2 in 5 companies are using tools like Facebook to kind of check up on job candidates to be able to get information about them as they're thinking about the hiring process. Whether they should or shouldn't be doing it, they are, you know, they are doing it. And that starts to get into these areas of you know, from an HR perspective, should we be doing it? The information's there. And then as employees or as folks that are managing our own careers, you know, we just need to be aware that information is being used both, you know, for us and also potentially against us if we're not careful.
When a HR professional says, you know, this is something that we have done, and you look at that information, is it something that you'll collect with them or think that that's part of what they should be collecting, or is it something that maybe you shy away from your perspective?
Yeah, I think that they need to engage with it. Without a doubt, they need to be thinking about it. And this is a big part of what Modern Survey is now moving into with our platform, is helping companies start to bring this kind of information into an integrated system so they can start to see it and start to visualize it. It's not the time to ignore it. It's the time to engage with it and then have some of these conversations about whether you're going to use it or not. But you need to be aware of it. I mean, if there's people out there on Twitter that are creating tweets either about the company or about their experiences, and you're not paying attention to that, you know, that's information that that HR should know, especially if you're trying to recruit, if you're trying to attract talent. If there's some bad buzz going on out there, I mean, you should at least be aware of it. And increasingly, there's tools that are starting to be able to take all that qualitative information and streams of dialogue and convert it into, you know, impact scores and indexes, so we can start to see who's talking about what, and is that information good or is that information bad?
Well, you know, Patrick, I appreciate the fact that you've been on the show today, and certainly Modern Survey is a great organization. You know, certainly we've had Don McPherson on a couple times, and he's talked to us about the employment engagement side. I think this is another tool that is out there that is very effective and very efficient for companies to be able to use to really collect data and use it effectively. So I really appreciate you taking the time today to come on the show and share this with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Great to chat with you.
Certainly, your information will be put on hrpowerhour.com after this show. We'll be able to be online, and they can go on there and find out your information, your contact point. But if somebody wanted to reach you, what's the website?
Website is www.modernsurvey.com.
Wonderful. And that information, as well as your phone number and other information, will be on, as I said, the HR Power Hour website. Patrick, it was great talking with you, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you very much, David. My pleasure.
And now your HR tip of the week. According to Jay Schiffer on HRDailyAdvisor.com, there are 9 essential skills of human resource management. How many of these do you have? 1, organization. 2, multitasking. 3, discretion and business ethics. 4, dual focus. 5, employee trust. 6, fairness. 7, dedication to continuous improvement. 8, strategic organization. And 9, team orientation. So take stock in yourself. Do you fit these 9 essential skills of human resource management? And that's your HR tip of the week. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at hrpowerhour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.